I now give the floor to His Excellency Evangelos Venizelos, the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs of Greece.
Monsieur le Président, je tiens à vous féliciter.
Mr. President, I congratulate you upon being elected as President of the GA. To the Secretary General, I'd like to express my deep gratitude and appreciation for your work to strengthen the role and the effectiveness of the United Nations, fully supporting the principle of the Charter. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to take this opportunity to emphasize my country's alignment with the position of the EU presented by the President of the European Council, Mr. Rampoy, in his speech. Greece remains fully engaged with the objectives of the UN, including its universality. We are very committed to the collective work being done for sustained peace, for prosperity, and for safeguarding human dignity. So in this spirit, we lend our full support to the efforts for reform and the strengthening of the organization in order to do a better job meeting the challenges of our century. We welcome the special event for the MDGs for development, as well as the high-level political forum, which took place this week and which have advanced the themes of development and cooperation internationally. And Mr. President, we believe that there's been a positive impact on migration, both for the home countries and the destination countries. The high-level dialogue on migration and development that will take place the 3rd and 4th of October gives us a very good opportunity to look at the question globally, how to be effective and inclusive on migration, as well as to reaffirm the political will that is necessary to handle it. We make a commitment to participate actively in the common efforts on this theme. Greece and Southern Europe feel pressure on the issue of migration, and we are wondering on our financial administrative abilities to deal with it. Effective management of migration represents for our country a key political thrust, and it is part of safeguarding the spirit of human rights, social cohesion, public security, but also economic stability in our country. After the experience that we've had the last year, we have reviewed our national action plan to reform the system of asylum and immigration. Also, questions having to do with migration and mobility of persons is among the priorities of the Greek presidency of the Council of the European Union the first quarter of 2014. Mr. President, the promotion of human rights is among the priority interest, and we lend our full support to the establishment of a strengthened Human Rights Council with a solid mandate. Greece is determined to contribute actively to the mission of the Human Rights Council and is presenting its candidature for the period 2017 to 2019. Mr. President, Greece is attached to the UN's key role for peace and security. In spite of financial constraints, we remain committed to the PKOs. We contribute to them with troops and funds, especially UNIFIL. We support conflict prevention and peaceful settlement of disputes. Moreover, we attach great importance to cooperation between Europe and the UN in conflict management, crisis management, and we support the work hand in hand to strengthen this cooperation.
The relaunching of peace negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, facilitated by the United States, provides an important opportunity to reach a final settlement to this long-standing problem to the benefit of stability in the wider region. A settlement based on a two-state solution with a secure Israel and a sovereign, contiguous and viable Palestine living side by side. Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Abbas must be praised for their leadership and courage to engage in the peace talks. Now is the time to take bold and concrete steps towards peace. Greece is, of course, very concerned with the ongoing crisis in Syria, a crisis that jeopardizes stability in a very fragile region. Greece and the European Union have unequivocally condemned the use of chemical weapons and we strongly support the US-Russian initiative for the collection and destruction of Syria's chemical arsenal. We welcome the diplomatic breakthrough achieved by the Security Council on the distribution of Syria's chemical weapons. And it's our fervent hope that this would be a crucial turning point in the Syrian crisis, providing vital momentum towards a Geneva II-type process that can take us to a viable and inclusive political resolution on the Syrian crisis. Greece has always been a firm supporter of a European future for the Balkan region. The process of European integration means leaving behind old divisive mentalities and moving towards an era of close cooperation on the basis of shared values and principles. Demonstrating political courage, Belgrade and Pristina conclude a historic agreement in April, which is a major development towards consolidating peace and stability in the Western Balkans and advancing both sides' European integration. Mr. President, we seek to develop our relations with the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia based on the UN Charter principles and in the framework of good neighborly relations. Greece is committed to the ongoing UN-led negotiation process and to finding a solution on the name issue. So we continue our efforts to reach a mutually acceptable name for all uses, erga omnes, that will leave no gray areas and which will allow for a clear distinction between our neighboring country and the region of Macedonia in northern Greece. The solution of the name issue will enable both Greece and its neighbor to develop a multidimensional and productive cooperation on the bilateral and regional level. It will also contribute to the stability and prosperity of southeastern Europe and to boost this country's Euro-Atlantic aspirations. Mr. President, 39 years after the Turkish military invasion of the island, the Cyprus problem remains, first and foremost, an issue of illegal military occupation of well over a third of the territory of a UN and EU member state. A comprehensive and agreed settlement of this major international problem is a top priority for the foreign policy of Greece. In this context, Greece greatly values the UN Secretary General's mission of good offices and, in particular, his ongoing efforts to effectively relaunch the intercommunal negotiating process. We also fully support President Anastasiadis' renewed constructive package proposal. We hope that Ankara, at long least, will decide to pursue a new policy of normalization of its relations with the Republic of Cyprus. Such a Turkish policy would decisively facilitate the relaunching of intercommunal negotiations. A just and viable solution to the Cyprus issues, a solution within the framework of the relevant Security Council resolution and in line with the acquis communautaire, a solution approved by the Cypriot people through a referendum. The new developments in the energy sector regarding the exploitation of hydrocarbons can function as a factor for development, peace and stability throughout the region. Mr. President, relations with our neighbor Turkey are set on a positive course and institutionalized cooperation on the highest governmental level, as well as increasing tourism and economic cooperation, can create further potential for the future. Nevertheless, the critical factors for a substantially promising perspective for our relationship with our eastern neighbor are, full respect of international law and international legality, and in this framework, a just and viable solution to the Cyprus issue. Mr. President, the Greek people have succeeded in restoring the country's credibility. Greece has already achieved the highest structural primary surplus in the Eurozone, 5% of GDP. Greece has achieved a peacetime historical first, a fiscal adjustment of 19% of GDP in the 4 years between 2009 and 2013. And we have done this in spite of 6 years of recession. We have carried out necessary structural reforms in public administration, in the investment sector, and the labor market, and our privatization program is already yielding results. But all of this, of course, has come through great sacrifices by the Greek people and at a very high social and political cost. Defending democracy and the rule of law against forms of racist, xenophobic conduct and against all forms of social violence is a fundamental engagement of the Hellenic Republic. Mr. President, I wish also to say a few words about the priorities of Greece's upcoming presidency of the Council of the European Union in the first half of 2014. Coming at a time of unique economic challenges for the Union, our presidency will carry forward the vital debate on the future of Europe, a debate that will intensify as we approach next year's European election. Mr. President, Excellencies, all these issues humanity is facing and are being dealt with by this session of the General Assembly emphasize the need to enhance the role of the United Nations as well as the necessity of further consolidating the institutions of global economic and political governance. The hopes of the international community are oriented towards the United Nations. Our organization has to send a strong and clear message of peace, security and prosperity to the peoples of the world and particularly to the younger generation. I thank you for your attention.